This is Gordon Strong, Grandmaster Beer Judge, and I'm judging a Fuller's ESB, Category 8C ESB. It's a light copper color, very clear, has a large, light beige head. Looks quite good. Give it a 3 for appearance. The aroma has a big malty nose. Caramely, bready, toasty, biscuity. Great British malt character. Moderate esters. A little bit of alcohol, but not sharp. Moderate floral hops. It's all quite enticing, actually. It's a great malt character, well-blended complexity. There's a lot of moving parts there, but it's all very interesting. So that's about as expressive a nose as you're going to get in this kind of beer. Yeah, that's great. I've got to give it a 12. Tasting it. It's a moderately strong malt flavor. Caramely, biscuity, toasty. Medium-high hop bitterness. Fights through all that malt midway and hits you in the finish. Both the malt and the hops are fairly strong and mutually supportive. It has a full palate, but it does finish generally dry. There's some moderate esters. Has a moderately high hop flavor. It's floral and resiny. Hint of sulfur helps with the dryness of the finish. Just overall great complexity. I'll give it a 19. Mouthfeel. It's got a medium full body, medium carbonation. It's a little bit of warming. The alcohol is not sharp. It's a bit creamy, very smooth, wonderful, wonderful big malt beer. Yeah, gotta like that. That's a 5. So, overall, wonderful complexity, great malt expression, huge punch of hops, you know, just beautiful balance. Showcasing English varieties. Handles its strength well. It's a 5.9% beer, which is fairly high by British standards. And a lot of the beers that I've had in the UK that are higher alcohol tend to show the alcohol a lot more. Here it's blended in well, so it handles the strength quite well. So I'll give it a 9 overall for a total score of 48. It's a really good beer. It's a little unfair to judge other ESBs according to the standard, as really in England, the term ESB isn't thought of as a style. It's thought of as, you know, a specific Fuller's product. So, if you ask somebody what kind of ESBs do you have, they'd probably look at you really funny. You know, they'd either have Fuller's or they wouldn't, but they don't think of it as the same as pale ales. So they would call it a strong bitter if it was on cask. Anyway, in America, brewers use the term ESB quite a bit more, particularly in brew pubs. And they may or may not make it sort of as an English, they can make it sort of as an American adoption or adaptation. So be a little wary of judging other beers as if they were Fuller's ESB, because really nothing's Fuller's ESB except Fuller's ESB. That's the big warning in the comments section. Something you see a lot in homebrew competitions, judges try to judge every beer in that category if it was a Fuller's ESB. But no other brewer really makes it that way. But it's a wonderful beer. If you get it fresh and the alcohol's not too sharp, it can be just superb. And I got a decent example here, so that's why it got a world-class score. So that's the Fuller's ESB, judged as a Category 8C ESB.